Good morning. It's the 28th of February. Our middle reading today is Psalm 104. I'm going to read to you from Brother Dudley Fifield. This commentary starts at verses 24 and 25. The earth is full of thy riches. So is this great and wide sea, wherein are things creeping innumerable, both small and great beasts. It is as though the writer was beholding from a hilltop the vast expanse of the ocean stretching into the distance. There too is life in all its varied forms to be found. There go the stately ships. There Leviathan, the sea monster, disports himself. It is as though these greatest and strongest of beasts are seen enjoying life in the sea to emphasize the might and power of the one who created them and takes pleasure in the fullness of their life. All creatures, whether on land or in the sea, depend upon him. God opens his hand to satisfy them. He hides his face and they are troubled. Their very life comes from him, for thou takest away their breath. They die and return to their dust. Thou sendest forth thy spirit. They are created, and thou renewest the face of the earth. Creation continues. Life is renewed as God, through the spirit by which he created all things in the beginning, renews the face of the earth. It is the psalmist's prayer that God may rejoice in his works. The glory of the Lord shall endure for ever. The Lord shall rejoice in his works, we read in verse 31. It is a staggering thought that there are creatures, both on land and in the sea, that the eye of man could not behold until our times. The wonder of modern science and photography has made it possible for us to marvel at life in the depths of the ocean. Why then are they there? That God may rejoice in all his works. He takes pleasure in them, and the human mind staggers to contemplate the wonders that may yet be revealed when, through the Lord Jesus Christ, all things will be put under the dominion of man. It is for this reason that God allows creation to continue. If he were to look at or touch the earth, then it would tremble or consume away like smoke. So the song draws to its conclusion. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. The sense of the word translated sweet is acceptable. It is particularly associated with sacrifice. As God rejoices in that which his hands have made, so David would rejoice in God. If the days of creation have been the background against which the psalmist has developed his thoughts, then surely the seventh day, the Sabbath of rest, is in his mind as he concludes his meditations, the rest that remains for the people of God. Let the sinners be consumed out of the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Let all things that offend, that mar God's work and that give him no joy, be finally destroyed. The harmony of his creation will only eventually be restored when sinners are no more. For this day the psalmist prays, and with those who will sing God's praise in that day, he would gladly join his voice. Bless thou the Lord, O my soul. Alleluia. Thank you for listening.